without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. That's reading, as I said, the first seven verses of Isaiah 55 for a scripture reading. And I'm going to take a title from the first four words of the sixth verse, and that being, seek ye the Lord. And that ye there, that word ye, we don't use that very much in our English language that we use today. But we find that a lot, that word a lot in Old English, and it had reference to plurality, or you all. All people need to seek the Lord. And so that will be the thought that I want to share with you here today. Seek ye the Lord. And I believe that if we were going to try to define repentance, and you know, the Bible tells us in the 17th chapter of Acts that God has commanded all men everywhere to repent. And if we were going to try to define repentance, I don't see how we could have much greater definition than what we find here recorded in the seventh verse of Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah said, let the wicked forsake his way. That's what we do in repentance. That's what we do when we repent. We forsake our way. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. So when we repent of our sins, and you know, the reason that it has, that we have to have God's help and his grace in order to repent, is because it's just against our nature to turn from our own ways. And so we need the Lord's help. But that's what we do when we repent. We turn from sin and we turn to the Lord. And so, you know, my prayer today is that you that are here today that are lost will turn from sin, and you will turn to the Lord and place all of your trust in him and be saved. Seek ye the Lord. One of the things that Isaiah said here in this same verse in connection with seeking the Lord is that you have to seek him while he may be found. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Or a lot of times the Bible, the King James Bible anyway, uses the word nigh, while he is nigh. The word nigh or near means while he is at hand. And so we've got to seek the Lord while he can be found. We've got to seek him while he is at hand, while he is near or nigh unto us. And, You know, I believe there are several things that we could speak about concerning seeking the Lord while he may be found. And certainly nobody is going to be able to find him after this life. The only opportunities that you have to find the Lord is the opportunity that you are given in this life. He will not be found of any. Salvation in the Lord will not be found of any after that you have departed this life. Once the Lord has returned and closed the doors of mercy, he won't be found anymore. He will not be found of anybody after that point, because his mercy and his grace will not be extended to you anymore. But I think also it's important for us to seek the Lord when we feel him dealing with us and drawing us and him being present with us. That's very important that we turn to the Lord when that Holy Spirit of God is dealing with us in that way. So there are many things, I think, that could be said about seeking the Lord while he may be found. But I do know this, that according to God's word, if you're going to find the Lord, you're going to have to seek him while he may be found. And so that, you know, that in itself tells us and teaches us that salvation and the offer of salvation and the opportunity for salvation is limited, because we have to seek the Lord while he may be found. Amen. Now, you know, I'm of the opinion that there's a lot of things within our nation. There's a lot of things within the society or the realm of religion in our nation that we need to turn back to, that people need to turn back to. And there are some things that we never should have turned away from. And there have been some that, have turned away from things that they shouldn't have. There have been some that were never on track to begin with. But, it seems like that people seeking the Lord until they find him, people seeking the Lord themselves until they know that they have been saved, it seems like there's fewer and fewer people all the time that believe that. And that's one of the things that I believe is very important and contained within those old paths. Ask for the old paths and walk in them. And that is seeking the Lord for the salvation of your soul until you know that God has saved you. That is so important. Listen, I assure you that you do not want to stand before the just God. You don't want to stand before the judge of all the earth one day and have to try to tell him that somebody else told you that you were saved. You don't want to stand before him with anything short of being able to know that the Holy Spirit of God made it known unto you that you had sought him until you had found him and came to know him in a pardon and forgiveness of sin. And so you need to seek the Lord until that you find him. And you know, I keep going back in my mind, I keep thinking back to something that Brother Buddy said a couple of different times during the revival when he was preaching to the lost. And he said, you know, you may think that you have done all that you can. You may be saying within yourself, well, I've done all that I can do, but obviously you haven't, because some of you are not yet saved. And if you haven't been saved, then that statement that he made just stuck in my mind. And I want to say this, that if you have not yet been saved, know, regardless of what that you have been doing, and I want to be, I want to be understood in what I'm saying here, because I don't want to discourage anybody in any way, and I don't want to discourage anybody in their efforts. But let me just say this, that whatever that you have been doing, if you have been, coming here in when we meet for service, if you have been coming here and bowing here at the mourner's bench, if you have been bowing at your seat, if you have been bowing in your bedroom by your bed at night or whatever that it might be, listen, if you have not been saved, then you have not yet sought the Lord according to His Word. And I'm going to share some things with you to prove that. But if you have not yet been saved, you haven't yet sought the Lord sufficiently to be saved. Because when you do, and this is true for everybody, when you seek the Lord sufficiently for the salvation of your soul, God is going to save you. You know, we have some many things, and I'm only going to share some of them with you today, but there are some great promises that are made in God's Word to the seekers. And, those that have been saved here today can testify of this. They can support what I'm saying today and testify of the same thing, that when you are able to seek the Lord according to His Word, to seek the Lord the way that His Word tells us that you must seek Him, you are going to find Him. And I want you, as I said, I don't want to discourage anybody. I want you to be encouraged in that, that there is a promise that has been made to you, that God has promised to everybody, that when you seek Him that way, you're going to find Him. You're going to come to know Him in a pardon and forgiveness of sin. Now, we have, and this is very familiar, I believe probably with everybody, but in the 7th chapter of Matthew, in verse 7, Jesus said, "Ask, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." And so when we think about what Jesus said, and think about what I said to you a moment ago in connection with that, Jesus said these words. He said, "Seek, seek, and ye shall find." And if you think about that verse and you say, "But Pastor, I have been to the altar and I have prayed. You know, I have bowed back at my pew and I have prayed. I have prayed in my house. I prayed here. I prayed there. I've done this." Well, you have not sought the Lord, not the way that Jesus was talking about, because Jesus said, "Seek and you shall find." That's a promise. That's a promise from the Lord Jesus Christ, that you seek Him and you will find Him. And I believe that what the Lord Jesus Christ was talking about there is further defined if we look at this verse found in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29. I believe this is exactly what Jesus was talking about when He made that statement. He said in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29, the Bible tells us, "But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find Him." That's what Jesus said. Jesus said, "Seek, and ye shall find." The Old Testament in the 4th chapter of Deuteronomy tells us the same thing. "But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find Him." But that verse goes on and says, "If thou seek Him with all thy heart and with all thy soul." Now, I've told you before, and others have told you before, and I'm going to say this again today, that I cannot see your heart, and nobody else here can see your heart. All we can do, just as we read according to the scriptures, all that we can look at is your outward man. All that we can look at is your outward appearance or your outward countenance. Only God is able to look at the heart. And so you may have questions, and you may very well have questions that we cannot even answer because that we cannot see your heart. We just cannot look in there and see what's happening in your heart. But this I can say again by the word of God, that whenever that you seek the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul, you are going to find him. And as I said earlier, there are many people here today that have already experienced salvation, and they can testify to you of that very fact, that when you seek after God with all that you have, when you seek after him according to his word, with all your heart and with all your soul for salvation, you're going to come to know the Lord in a pardon and forgiveness of sin. That is God's promise, and it's made in both the Old Testament and the New Testament, that if you seek the Lord with all of your heart and with all your soul, you will be saved. In the 11th chapter of Hebrews, in verse 6, chapter that's talking about faith, in Hebrews 11:6, it says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him," that is, to please God. "Without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." That how? That seek him how? He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I'd like to ask you, if you would, to turn with me to the 15th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. And I want to read some scripture at this time. I'd like to read the first 10 verses of the 15th chapter of Luke. Luke chapter 15, verse 1. "Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth." What did Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 say? It told us that without faith it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe in his existence. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. He must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, and he must be that diligent seeker. You know, we cannot believe that, we cannot only believe that God is able to do it, but we've got to seek him and put our trust in him to do it, to save us. And so he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, one of the things that we would say about somebody, if we were going to try to describe or define a diligent seeker, it would be somebody like this woman that Jesus spoke about in this parable. That is, that somebody seeks after something or someone until they find what they are seeking for. And so, I would instruct those according to God's word. If you are looking to the Lord, you say, well, preacher, you spoke about how that, perhaps we have already, many times we've bowed at the mourner's bench or we've bowed at our seats and we still haven't been saved. Well, keep going. Just keep going. Don't give up. That's what Jesus was teaching here in this parable. And, it's to me, it seems obvious that the Lord realized and the Lord knew that there would be those that would not perhaps be able to find him right away. Perhaps would, I don't know what may hinder them. Perhaps something they held on to. Were holding on to that was hindering them, but Jesus taught in this parable to seek until you find. Seek until you find, and pray that God will help you. Like the man that once came to Jesus and said, "Lord, I believe, but help thou mine unbelief." That God would help you to put your trust in him. I'll tell you something that concerns me and always has concerned me. And that is when somebody, seems to start their search and start seeking the Lord. And this always puzzles me. And they will begin to come perhaps and bow at the altar or bow at their seat or whatever, wherever they may pray and turn to the Lord and seek the Lord. And then they might go for just a little while doing that. And then suddenly you can't seem to interest them in that anymore. Suddenly they don't seem to be interested in their soul enough anymore to bow and pray and call upon the name of the Lord. I'm telling you that salvation is something that's worth seeking after. Listen, if it takes you a while, it's worth seeking after until you're able to reach that place where you can put all of your trust in the Lord and be saved. I was one of them that never did. I was not a long seeker. I've heard of people, other people, that said, "Well, I just wore the mourner's bench out before I got saved." And like I said, I can't explain all that. I can't explain everything that's going on inside of somebody because I can't see their heart. But I can know this, and I can draw these conclusions from nothing more than what the Word of God says, that somebody, whoever it is that's doing that, has not yet sought the Lord to his satisfaction. You have not yet repented of your sins to the satisfaction of the Lord. You have not yet put your trust in him to the satisfaction of the Lord, because if you had, you would be able to stand and tell us today that you have been saved. I can tell you this. Because I'm not able to look at your heart, I can tell you this. If you have been bowing and praying and calling on the name of the Lord, and somewhere along the way, God saved your soul, and you're not willing to accept what he did, if you don't think that was enough, if something that you had preconceived about what your salvation would be like didn't happen, and so because of that you think, well, surely that couldn't have been it. There must have been something more. I can tell you this also, according to God's word, that you cannot be saved twice. You will never be saved again. If God has saved you and given you peace, you'll have to accept what he gave you. Because you could seek you could be on the mourner's bench from now till the end of your life and never get saved again. He only saves one time. But I'll tell you what, if you're confused about it, then, you know, my advice to you is just the same as it is to people that are confused. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in the matter. God can show you. He can show you exactly where you stand with Him. But I'm telling you that this is between you and the Lord. And many people today, and I want you to know this, that there are people like this that you may very well encounter. There are going to be people that you may encounter that are going to tell you all that stuff is unnecessary. All that seeking and all of that mourning and weeping and all that's unnecessary. All you've got to do is accept the finished work of Christ at Calvary and name it and claim it, and you'll be saved. And I'm telling you, that's a lie, and that's not what God's Word teaches. Amen. Don't listen to that. Don't listen to that, because this is between you and the Lord. It's not between you and any preacher, and it's not between you and any church. It's between you and the one with whom you have to do, the one that you're going to have to stand before and give an account unto. If you have not had a good old heartfelt experience with God, then you look to Him until you get it. You be like that woman looking for that coin, that piece of silver. I mean, she swept the house. She looked everywhere. She searched for that diligently. Diligently. And she continued her search until she found it. Till she found it. And nothing short. Listen, nothing short. I want you to know something, sinner friend. No matter what you have done, you know, if somebody had been, you know, bowing at a mourner's bench for 20 years, every week, for 20 years, and not been saved, none of it matters. You've got to seek until you find. You won't be able to stand before the Lord and say, "But Lord, you know, look at what I did." You've got to seek the Lord until you have found Him. You've got to seek diligently for Him until you know that He is yours and you are His. I'd like for us to have a song. I want to encourage people today. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way. Let the unrighteous forsake his thoughts and turn to the Lord, because He will abundantly pardon. Brother Jackson, will He pardon? Brother Lowe, how about it? Will God pardon? Brother Johnny, He'll pardon, won't He? God will abundantly pardon. He will. He will abundantly pardon those that seek Him with all their heart.
Number 207, 207.